Torah Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So we finished the brises that discussed the reasons for Ibur Hashanah. We spent a great deal of time on the analysis of all the different brises and what each one represents and how they play out with each other. And now the Gemara goes weiter. Tana Rabbanan. It's a little less than halfway down by the Maseiros Hashas Aleph. Al Shlosha Aratzos. How many lines is that?
28
lines. Shkayach. Tana Rabbanan. Al Shlosha Aratzos Ma'abren Es Hashana. On three, we did the why, and now we want to know the where. Tana Rabbanan. Al Shlosha Aratzos. There are three lands that we take into account for Ibur Hashana. Yehuda, Judea, Ve'ever Yardin, Ve'agolo. Al Shtayim Mehen Ma'abrin, Val Achas Mehen Eim Ma'abrin. So what that means is that when we take into account Ibur Hashana, we take into account Chisronos, things that are lacking based on the last Brisa and the reasons that we mentioned, based on the last Brisa, for two of the lands, but if it's only a problem for one of them, then we're not going to be Ma'abrin. Says the Gemara, Ubizmanshi Yehuda Achas Mehen, and when Yehuda is one of the lands, Yehuda is going to be where Yushalayim is. Hakol smechin, everyone is happy. She'ein Omer ba elam Yehuda, because the Omer comes from Yehuda. So let's see Rashi. Rashi in the second wide line. Al shalosh aratzos, sheloi higia aviv shelahen. If Rashi is quoting the last brisa, if the crops are not blossoming in those lands. O Sharon Bezdin or Bezdin sees Shemis Achaban's man Bishol Paris Ailan, right? So or Bezdin realizes that the fruits, which is another reason to be Ma'abrin Shon in the last brise of Paris Ailan, Aviv, Ma'abrin Shloshtan Meir at Ma'abrin, so then you're going to be Ma'abrin Shloshtan Meir Eretz Yisrael. And all three of them are from Eretz Yisrael. Al Shtayin Mehem. Now listen carefully to Rashi. Al Shtayin Mehen. When these Chisronos, let's take what? Aviv. Aviv was not Higia, the blossoming of the crops, of the Tvua, was not Misbashel, it didn't ripen. So if that is the case in two of these lands, namely in the Galil and in Eiver HaYarden, that would be sufficient reason to be Ma'aber Zashana, even if it's just the case in those two lands and not in Yerushalayim. Says Rashi, Afilu al Eiver HaYarden, even when it comes to Eiver HaYarden, Va'agalil and the Galil, Ma'abri. So we're Ma'abri. Why? The whole Uberuba de Eretz Yisrael lo mata Aviv, since in majority of Eretz Yisrael, the Aviv did not reach, meaning the crops are not blossoming and ripening. Lo karina bechaydesh Aviv. So that's enough of a reason to say what we just learned out in that this last six parasha of Shmor is chaydesh Aviv. Balachas mehen ein ma'abrim. But if it's only a chesaron, and if it's only lacking in one area, afilu lo higoya biyehuda. Even if that area is what is Yehuda, which has Yerushalayim, v'igia be'eber ayardim v'agala. But it did reach. There is bishal atvua. There is Aviv when it comes to the two other areas, Eiver HaYarden and the Galil. Eim Abram, that's enough of a reason. Ignore Yehuda. Majority of Eretz Yisrael has. Why? Says Rashi. Dehoel mevi'en oimer me'eiver HaYarden. Since you can bring the oimer on the 16th day of Nisan. From Eiver HaYarden o migalil or from the Galil. Disnam b'menachos, because the Mishnah says menachos. Karmo rachu mole ba'inon. Mikan amru ein mevi'en oimer elemen akor of Yerushalayim. Dainu Yehuda. Lo bikir akor of Yerushalayim. Maybe no some makom rachok. The Gemara says beferish. Lichad chila. You should bring the omer, the carbon omer. It should come from Tvua in Yerushalayim, in Yehuda. But if you can't bring it, you don't have it. So the Gemara says beferish. You can even bring it from makom rachok. Ma'aser shabal omer miginos srifin. Shteylechem mibikas ein sukar. Good. That's how Rashi explains our Gemara. Comes along Gemara in the Darim and Daf Chav Beis Min Aleph. Gemara in the Darim Chav Beis Min Aleph is talking about a story. Interesting story. U Ula b'miski la'arad Yisrael. Ula, when he was ascending up on Chavvezim and Aleph, up to Eretz Yisrael, Islav alay train b'nei chazoy ba'adei, there were two people that accompanied, that were with him, kom chad shachti l'chavri, and one of the guys that was with him killed the other guy. Amar leila ula, Amar leila ula yes avdei, Amar le in, upras beis hashchita. So the murderer said to the guy asked him, Yeus Abde, did I do the right thing by killing him? So Ula immediately responded, yes, and you should be Porea lo beis hashchita. You should do more, you should take out the blood. That's the Lashon the Gemara has in Chulin, when Yosef's brothers came to eat. So where Yosef said, Pra beis hashchita. When Ula came to Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Lei, Dil Machas V'Sholom Ichzak Ki Yidei Ovrei Avera, Ula Et Chalishas Hadas. So he said to Rabbi Yochanan, I was Machzik Yidei Ovrei Avera, because I told him he should continue in the Chet, and that he did right. Amar Lei, Nafshach Yitzalta. He says, you saved your own life. He would have killed you also. Katama Rabbi Yochanan, but then Rabbi Yochanan had a kasha. Michti Ksiv, the pasuk says, "V'nasan Hashem lecha sham leiv roges." Leiv roges. So Rabbi Yochanan was bothered. How could this have happened in Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says, "Amalei ahu shaita lo avrinan yardena." No, when that time, when the murder happened, we didn't pass over the Yarden. Zokteran, no one asked him to say this. Ahu shaita lo yavrinan yardeno. So the Ran explains, the Ran is the Iker Perish on Zechus Nedarim. Rashi here is actually not Rashi. The Ran is the authentic Rishon in the Perish of the Gemara. Ahu shaita lo avrinan yardeno. Ve'ever hayarden lo niskadesh. Lahavos Haomer. The one thing the Ran decides to pick, and Aver Hayarden is not considered Eretz Yisrael for what purposes? Lahavos Haomer. On that lashon of Lo Niskadish Lahavos Haomer, there's a little circle with a line. That's always the Rebbe Kiva Eger in Gilyan Hashas. So Rebbe Kiva Eger in Gilyan Hashas says Ayin Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis Rashi Dibra Maskel Al Shtayin. Now, Rav Kiveger doesn't explain. Rav Kiveger just says ayin. But I think we know a little bit what's going on over here. Rav Kiveger just discovered something that's not really yadua, and that's not really famous Torah. Rav Kiveger basically just, with his bekiyas, just created a major machlokes rishayim. What is the halacha to bring oimer from Eiver Hayard? Rashi explains our Gemara beferish. That might be lechatchila you should bring from Yerushalayim. But if it's not possible, and there is no tvua available, you're allowed to go to even Eiver Hayarden. Masha ain came the Ran. The Ran says beferish, that what? The Ran says that Eiver Hayarden, you cannot bring the Omer.
It says lo niskadesh. Does that mean we cannot bring it or lo niskadesh?
I think what that means is it doesn't have kedusha for purposes of Eiver Hayarden.
Maybe learn the Scottish lefatila by kedusha rishona, but maybe it doesn't mean that b'diavad it's not.
If it has kedusha, it has kedusha.
Want to make them up with.
Right. So what's I think what he says learn the Scottish is because he's trying to explain the Gemara of why this is a good rationale for not being Eretz Yisrael for. So there's a kuntris over here that I have. That one of my Rebbeim gave me before I left. I used to live in Far Rockaway before I moved here. And one of my Rebbeim that really was instrumental in pushing me to move to Fairlawn was Rav Hagon, Rav Moshe Brown, who I don't know if anyone has heard of him. He's a Rebbe in Yeshiva Far Rockaway, in the Rav of Aguda of West Lawrence. And this is a Kovet Shiurim that he Bebeis HaMedrash, Agudis Yisrael, the West Lawrence, he gives every yontif, he gives Mincha Marav, he gives a real shtich lechtaira, and he's a baki and shas, but he's yadua everywhere in Eretz Yisrael. They call him for shilas when it comes to kachin, meaning he's outside of this world. He's really a tremendous, tremendous baki. So one of the shiurim that he gave between 1 year, Leil Beis, the Pesach, Tavshinayin Beis, he gave Be'inyan HaKrovas HaOver Me'ever HaYarden. He gave on this thing, and he starts off with our Rashi, Machlikas, the Ran and Rashi, Reb Kiva Eger points out, and he says this is Machlikas Rishayna. But he's trying to figure out what is the Machlikas based on. So in order to really analyze what's going on over here, we really have to discuss a little bit about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam writes Beferish in Hilchos Shmita, because why am I starting with Akravas HaOmer? Ask a basic question. What's the halacha of Trumas and Meisters? What's the halacha of Shvius? What's the halacha of all Kedushas HaAretz? When it comes to what? When it comes to Eivir HaYarden. How do we address Parshas Matas? What's going on with Eivir HaYarden? Is that Eretz Yisrael? Is that not Eretz Yisrael? I know you gave it to some Shvatim, but what's the story with it? Does it have Kedusha or not? So the Rambam writes Beferish in Perek, in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel. Where is the Rambam? The Rambam writes a Perek Dalet of Hilchos Shvius. The Rambam writes Beferish that there is no Kedusha for Shvius in Eivir HaYarden Midoraisa. There's only Kedusha Midorabanan they enacted, and there's no Kedusha Minatayra in Eivir HaYarden. The problem is, the Rambam sounds like, when he quotes our Gemara, the Rambam sounds like, exactly like Rashi, that one of the lands is Eivir HaYarden, and you could bring HaKrovas HaOmer from Eivir HaYarden. So how could you be mechalik in the two? So Rambam points out that he thinks that it's really a Gemara. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph points out that they already brought the Omer Mimachras HaPesach right when they came into Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says on Daf Yud Gimel, if they brought the Omer right when they came into Eretz Yisrael immediately, it was before Kibbush V'Chiluk. It was before there was Kedusha endowed to the Karka. So that already demonstrates an important Yisod for our Shir, that apparently the classic Kedusha Sa'aretz is not necessary for Akravas HaOmer. So you're not going to look at the rules and regulations of Trumas and Maestris and Hilchos Shvius when it comes to Kedusha Sa'aretz for Akravas HaOmer. Good. So what is it based on? What is it based on if it's not based on classic Kedushas HaAretz? So if you remember, this really dates back. I think this goes maybe close to, how long have we been going for? This goes back to Daf Hey. Really a long time. We gave a shir on Daf Hey, on Shitas HaRambam, about smicha on, what's the Lashon of the Gemara? The Aratzos on Smuchos Legvul. Ayaros ha'omdin ala gvulin. So the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah there on Daf Hey pointed out that there were certain areas that for sure did not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, yet for purposes of Smicha, they were still counted in Eretz Yisrael for purposes of Smicha. How is that? How's that possible? So we explained there, based on a Radvaz and a Kafta Raferach, that is extremely important for a few different areas of Maseches Sanhedrin. We discussed, when we introduced that shir, we discussed the Machloikis in the beginning of Maseches Gittin, between Tosfos and the Ramban, whether or not, when a person goes up to Aku, is that included in Mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Does Mitzvahs Yishuv Eretz Yisrael need Kedushas HaAretz? Namely, in halachic terms, lands that the Ole Bavel conquered in Kedusha Shnia? Or no, does Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael already apply and even apply to areas that they didn't conquer when they came up from Bavel, that didn't necessarily have Kedusha Shnia in the ground that would have ramifications for Shemitah and Trumas and Maaseres? No. Says the Rambam, there are certain areas of Eretz Yisrael, and you look through the Rambam will tell you, go through the Hilchos Zeroyim. The Rambam will depict to you two types of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael that have boundaries of Ole Mitzrayim, and Eretz Yisrael that have boundaries of Ole Bavel. Why is the Rambam telling me both of these boundaries if the halacha is only Kedusha Shniyah is Kitchel Asilavo? Only what they conquered and what they took over, what they took over and what they inhabited in the Aliyah Shniyah. So why is it relevant to know Ole Mitzrayim where they went originally? So the answer is, explains many Achronim, there's a shame Eretz Yisrael without a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. What Rav Shmuel Rozovsky coins the term in the beginning of Maseches Gittin to explain this Machlokes Rishonim, Eretz HaMuftachas LaAvram Avinu. There's a land that was promised to Avram Avinu, and they not necessarily as Kedusha, because they didn't inhabit it after Kedushas Ole Bavel. So what do I care if it's part of Eretz Yisrael, of Eretz HaMuftachas? So explains Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, half of the Rishonim in the beginning of Gittin think that mitzvahs, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, has nothing to do with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael could be fulfilled in a land that was promised to Avram Avinu. In a land that is Ole Mitzrayim, even if it doesn't endow Kedusha, because they didn't inhabit it after Aliyah Mibavel in the Kedusha Shniyah. So that's already one halacha that is relevant. Comes along the Radvaz, quoting the Kaftar of Ferach, Smicha is also relevant to Ole Mitzrayim. It doesn't need Kedusha in the ground. You could have an area of Eretz Yisrael that the crops do not have Trumas and Maisos Min HaTorah, they do not have Shemitah Min HaTorah, and yet for purposes of Deoraisa Smicha, or for purposes of this week's Parsha, Egla Arufa, it has a shame of Eretz Yisrael. That's Ole Mitzrayim. That's what Rav Shmuel Rozovsky calls Eretz HaMuftachas, a shame Eretz Yisrael, without Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Paralam Dover Shel Tzibur, also the Kaftar of Erech says, that's Nogeya to Ole Mitzrayim, to the shame Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Apparently, in addition to those halachos of what the Radvaz listed, we see from this Rashi, we see from Shitas HaRambam, we have another thing to add to the list. Namely what? Something that I would have never intuitively said. If you would have asked me before today, do you need Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Do you need Oilei Bavel? Do you need Kedusha Shnia for Akrovas HaOmer? I would have said 100%. Comes along our Rashi, comes along Shitas HaRambam, and introduces, no! Eretz Yisrael for purposes of Akrovas HaOmer is sufficient what? It's sufficient to have Shem Eretz Yisrael. It's sufficient to have a land that was only Muftach to Avram Avinu, that was only, namely, Ole Mitzrayim, God, and Menashe, and Reuven that inhabited it, but it didn't get its Kedusha endowed forever. That's enough for the purposes of what? Of Akrabas Ohm. Fascinating. Something that's not on the list of the Radvaz. But that's what you see from here. And the Raya is like Rabbi Brown pointed out from Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara already says Kedusha was not necessary when they came into Eretz Yisrael because they started bringing the Omer even before Kibbush V'Chiluk, even before they conquered the 14 years of conquering Eretz Yisrael. So you see, Hakrovas HaOmer on the 16th of Pesach doesn't need Kedusha in order to be makar from those lands, but it still needs Eretz Yisrael. So the kasha is, ask Rabbi Brown, so what's pshat in the Ran? So why does the Ran say you can't bring from Eivra Yarden?
He says you can't bring, but just lo miskadesh.
No, he can't bring. Can't bring. He's arguing on that sort of kibbeh. He's arguing on Rashi. It's possible. It's not.
No, lo miskadesh
is exactly what you just said. No, lo miskadesh, and the Ran's learning you're not allowed to bring. It won't work. That land is not included for Hakrovas HaOmer. The Cheshbon is not there. That's where Kivayek's pointing out. It's against our Rashi. But I don't understand. If you don't need Kedusha, so then why does the Ran hold you do need Kedusha? How's the Ran going to... The Ran's going to go against... It's a L'chora Gemara and Rosh Hashanah that you don't need Kedusha. The Gemara says they brought the Omer before they had Kibbush V'Chiluk. L'chora, everyone should subscribe to that. That you shouldn't need Kedusha. So how could the Ran hold that Eivra HaYarden, there's no Omer? Why not? What's lacking? Rabbi Isai, if there's no Kedusha and Eivra HaYarden, What's lacking? What's the only other option? The shame. Says Rabbi Brown, it's apparently a machlokis rishonim whether or not Aver Hayardin was promised to Avram Avinu. Rabbi Brown shows from Shmos, Chav Gimel, Chav Ches, Rashi over there, the Ramban, Bamibar, Chav Aleph, all of these rishonim hold beferish that Avram Avinu was promised in different Aknani, Vamoiri, Aver Hayardin was included in that promise. And that goes well, Rashi l'shitaso, once it's Eretz Muftachas, once it has Shem Eretz Yisrael granted to Avram Avinu, even though it doesn't have Kedusha, but Aver Hayardin, that's sufficient, that is Shem Eretz Yisrael. So who else? So this is fascinating. Rabbi Yisai, I want to do something that we don't usually do. If it's possible, if everyone could take out a sitter. Shachris of Shabbos. Here. You have, everyone has? He quotes all these Rishonim, the Ramban and Rashi, that all explain in the Psukim how Aver Hayardin was promised and part of Eretz Yisrael for Avram Avinu. Sorry, Brown finds in Ibn Ezra on Tehillim. Ibn Ezra on Tehillim, Kuf Lamed Vav. Alakosov, turn to page 176. Kili Olam Chastas, the Hodus, that we say on Shabbos. So he says as follows, I'm going to quote to you the Ibn Ezra. Alakosav on the Pasuk, L'sichoin melech ha'amori kili olam chasto, ulaog melech ha'boshon kili olam chasto, v'nosan artsam l'nachlo kili olam chasto. V'kosav ha'Ibn Ezra, the time of the chsiv loshon nesina, says the Ibn Ezra, why is it that after L'sichon Melech HaMayim and after La'og Melech HaBasha, we have another Kili Olam Chasto saying what? V'nosan artzim l'nachlo, Kili Olam Chasto. There's a tremendous shvach that we thank to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every Shabbos morning for giving us this new Nesina called what? Oig Melech HaBashon. Sichon Melech HaMayir. Rabbi Yisai, what's the end of Sichon of Oig? Let's remember back a few parshas ago. Parshas Matos. That's Aver HaYarden. That's God Beruvin. That's what the areas that they wanted. We say in Shabbos morning, V'nosan artzom l'nachlo. This was not part of the original promise. It's a chiddush. There was a matana zokti Ibn Ezra that needs and requires another pasuk for us to say shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us a new nesina, a new matana of v'nosan artzom l'nachlo kili olam chasto. Listen to what he says. V'chein ayin beperish ha-me'iri l'tehillim. Listen to the me'iri's perish l'tehillim. Kuf lamed zayin. Dishar halamid aleph malchei kanan loynimnu bichlal achasadim b'seder kili olam chasto. All the other areas of Eretz Yisrael that were conquered and given to us, we don't even say yashakayach takarish baruch. Why? Kaven dishar amalchei kanan shenichmeshu hoya bichlal avtochel avram avinu v'rak hoya michshav lechesed. What is the kili olam chasto? What do we say? We get tired after 26. We say, wow, so many yoshkas. Zok the Meir, you're not even saying half of them. You're not even saying a 31 that you should have said. Why? Because that was already muftach from Avram Avinu. Eretz HaMuftachas. Eretz HaMuftachas. And what is not included in that according to the Meiri? Sichin Melech HaMoiri. Oig Melech HaBashon. Aver HaYarden. So Memele, our machlekes is not a machlekes in Kedusha's Arts. Everyone agrees Eivir HaYardin never received Kedushas HaAretz. And everyone agrees that for Akrovas HaOmer you don't need Kedushas HaAretz. The Machlokes is what? How to address and approach Parshas Matos. When God and Reuven wanted to inhabit the land of Eivir HaYardin, was that a chiddush? Was that a new Nesina Kili Olam Chasto? Something that wasn't considered Eretz Yisrael prior? And granted to Avram Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha? Or no, this is a brand new Nesina like the Ibn Ezra and the Meiri is saying. So Memela Shitas Haran, that holds you can't bring Omer from Eivir HaYardin and argues with our Rashi, that's because the Ran is holding like the Ibn Ezra and the Meiri, like it's Meduyuk, like the way we daven. That we say a specific Kili Olam Chasto because there was an added Nesina and an added Matana that wasn't part of the original blueprints and the original plan that was given to Avraham Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha. And the Machloikis, Rashi and the Ran, the Reb Kiva Eger points out in Maseches Nedarim, as well as in Maseches Menachos, the Machloikis is in Halacha in Parshas Lech Lecha, on what was the Eretz Yisrael, not for Kedusha purposes, Eretz Yisrael for Avraham Avinu purposes, the Shem Eretz Yisrael, does Eivir HaYardin have Eretz Yisrael? According to the Reb Shmuel Ruzovsky that I quoted, it's a now Chapanav Kemina. Even according to the Rishonim, like Shitas HaRamban, that holds what? That holds that for Eretz Yisrael, for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Ramban Gittin Bezim and Aleph, holds for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that's what we quoted on Daf Hey. For Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, for the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you don't need Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's enough to have Eretz Yisrael of Oilei Mitzrayim. It's enough to have Shem Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So now I want to know, if I go to live in Eivir HaYardin, which Lamaisa is where? Where is that Lamaisa? Does anyone know? What?
Jordan
is Eivir HaYardin now? Okay.
Of course.
Yep. And where else?
Syria.
Syria is also Eivir HaYardin?
Yeah. Syria.
Yeah.
I spoke to a Syrian Israeli guy. He says that certain areas, they do one day holiday because they said this is territory of Israel.
Uh-huh.
And the other part, Syrian Jews, they said this part, 2 days. He knows exactly.
Right. That might be dependent on practicality. There are Jews in Eretz Yisrael that keep 2 days in Harnof, because they Reb Ilson does keep two days.
No,
what I've heard, because he holds that the Eidim were not able to get to that area. So that might be a practical issue. But hey, Mashiach, if a person wants to move to Eivir HaYardin, to Jordan, whatever it is, to these areas, so. And he wants to, like Shitas HaRamban. The Ramban holds Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, doesn't need Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So now it's going to be an additional Machloikas, Rashi and the Ran. Machloikas, the Meiri and the Ibn Ezra against Rashi and the Ramban ala Torah, whether or not you're Mekayim Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael within Shitas HaRamban. Yeah,
is it possible that you don't have to make the Machloikas, whether it goes back to the land promised to Avraham Avinu, but whether Nachlal Yisrael Avdo is enough? Maybe that's the Machloikas. That according to Rashi, just saying Nachal Yisrael Abdo is good enough, just like Shem.
What do you mean Nachal Yisrael?
It's Nachal Yisrael Abdo, even though it wasn't part of the Avtochas Avram, right? That would make it a Shem Eretz Yisrael already, and the Ram would say no, that has to be mamish from the Avtocha to Avram Avinu. So the Ram would learn that Nachal Yisrael Abdo is not enough. Maybe that's the...
Ah, I hear what you're saying. I mean, you're saying everyone agrees that it wasn't included.
Yeah,
in that. But
that's awesome.
Your answer, the reason for that is because you have Rashi, El HaTorah, and the Ramban write the Feirush that was part of that stuff.
So how do they tie Shnachal Yisrael Abdo? That pasuk in Tehillim, that's extra.
Benosan Artsam Lenachla?
Yeah, you need a shot for that.
No, so they agree that it was later on it was given. I mean, everyone agrees to
it. It was always promised.
No, it was never promised. And after God and Reuven asked for it, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a matan. So Ibn Ezra is coming up with a shtickel Torah, and he's saying, yeah, and you know why we have a Kilo Olam Chasto specifically about that matana? Because it's not part of the original Nesina. So Rashi, you're right, Rashi and the Ramban and all these Rishonim are going to have to answer, why was there a Kilo Olam Chasto singled out when it comes to... So I don't know how Rashi is going to answer that. How Rashi is going to explain Shacharis and Tehillim on Shabbos, that's a good kasha. Because it's a nice diak that the Ibn Ezra and the Meiri have. But I don't know if that's not. But Rashi clearly tells us Ala Torah, and the Ramban Ala Torah tells us it was part of the Haftacha given to Avraham Avinu. So.
Just a question.
Yeah.
Now, what if we challenge this Kilel HaPazdov? What if we ask Kadosh Baruch, we praise Kadosh Baruch for beating unbeatable kings? What if we don't? That was
the Meiri's question. The Meiri asks, why do you single out?
Right.
Specifically Sichon and Og, and you forgot all the other 31 kings that were conquered in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Meiri, I'll tell you why. Because those were in Chidushim. Those were promised to Avraham Avinu. This was a Chiddush. This wasn't part of the original plan. And therefore we're singling out those three Kili Olam Chastos. Exactly. Good. So this is fascinating. This is something tucked away. This is something tucked away. This is a Reb Kiva Eiger. Something tucked away that unless you're going to learn Rashi and you're going to make sure you cheshbon out every. This is important. Halachas. I mean, this happened in Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to know. I mean, there were times that they had to bring Tvua out from other areas and you had to tuck and dig out a Rashi. Not only dig out the crops, you have to dig out the Rashi. Dig out the Rashi from Sanhedrin, Yudah Alpha Mabiz, and Aran tucked away about a story about a murderer. You know, and Rabbi Kiva Eiger puts it right in front of you and has a whole real nafkaminas la'alacha, and now we have a new parsha in the Torah, a new Shem Eretz Yisrael that's regarding things that we would have thought were totally dependent on agriculture and totally following, we would have assumed would follow the rules and regulations of Shvius and Trumas and Maisers for Kedusha purposes, but apparently not.
What's the Svara that the Omer shouldn't be?
I don't know.
Part of the...
That needs a good vort on Pesach. It's a good. I was thinking about it. I'm not sure why that should be. If anything, I would think it's being matir the chadosh. It's mamish. I don't know. Okay, vayter in the Gemara. So the Gemara goes on to say in the next Raisa, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abernes Hashana Ela B'Yehuda. The Raisa says, the Ibra Hashana should take place where? In Yehuda.
Can you skip a line or two? Or just skip
where? We read... So I didn't explain that. So why were they so happy when Yehuda was one of them? So Rashi explains. Uzman Yehuda Echad is the third Rashi of the wide lines. Minu Mucharis Akol Smechin. If Yehuda was one of them that was delaying in their ripening of the Tvua, then everyone was happy. Why? Again, Rashi's holding that what? Bidyeved, you could always bring from any one of the places. But mitzvah min amuvchor, the most preferred mitzvah is where to bring the armor from Yehuda. Helkach im bishel bi Yehuda v'ibrua b'shvil ashtayim. If it was actually ripened and fit in Yehuda, but yet they stopped and they said, listen, the Galil and Eber Yardin don't have ripening. So when the Omer is going to actually be brought, which is going to be a month from now, so all the Tvua from Yehuda is actually going to dry up and is not going to be able to be brought. And you need, like the Gemara Menacha says, you need it to be full and it to be soft and it to be ripe. So what? Well, we're going to have to go outside of Yehuda, which is not the Lechatchila anymore, and go to the other lands. Void shim biker bi Yehuda, and also if it already ripened in Yehuda, v'royin tzibur sh'roy la'avya oimer, and the tzibur sees that it's now fit to bring the oimer, based in ma'abrin, and the basin is going to make an add another month, b'shvil ashtayim, because of the other two locations, the Galil and Eber Hayardin, ma'richan aleim zman isser chadosh, so what? So now the isser chadosh is going to take longer. Kashalem adover, and it's going to be much harder for them. But when one of the places that are delayed is what is Yehuda, and in addition to Yehuda, it's going to be either the Galil and Eber HaYarden, in Kashalem, it's not so hard for them, even though technically you could bring from the three, because the Iker Mitzvah is to bring it from Yehuda, and Baruch Hashem, this year, we're going to be able to bring it from Yehuda, and that's why they were all happy. So the Gemara goes on. Tan Rabbanan. Ein ma'abrin es Hashana. Where did the Ibra Hashana take place? Not only where, we just spoke about the where do we make the cheshbin, but where did it take place? Ein ma'abrin es Hashana ela b'Yehuda. You should only do Ibra Hashana in Yehuda. V'mibrua b'galil me'ubrus. But if, b'di'evet, Tanakama says, they didn't do the Ibra in Yehuda, and they did it in the Galil, it still works. Hananya ish einoi, but then there's another day in the Braisa, Hananya ish ono says, no, emabru begalul emaberis. No, even b'di'evet, if they did it outside of Yehuda, it's not mu'ubar. It has to be in Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pasi, Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shai, Ibazi elaborates on the Hananya ish ono. My time with the Hananya ish ono, what is the rationale of Hananya ish ono? Amar Kra, because the pasuk says this past week's parsha, l'shachno sidrushu uvasa shama, kol drisha sh'ata dairish, anything you're dairish lo yehei ela b'shachno shel makom, which means what? The makom hashchina. Shchina is in the area of where?
Binyamin.
Of Yehuda.
Binyamin.
What?
Binyamin.
Is also in Binyamin. Yeah, the Beis Hamikdash was split between Yehuda and Binyamin.
Okay.
So Rashi says something that's not found in the Gemara. Shachno shel makom. Sorry, skip the Rashi. Im aver shana ela bebezin akavu b'Yehuda. Shachno shel makom, and therefore what? Yerushalayim v'hu b'Yehuda. Rashi says something that's not in the Gemara. Rashi says that Ibra Hashana has to be in Yerushalayim. From the Gemara, you don't get that.
Any place in Yehuda.
The Gemara sounds like it could be any place in Yehuda, and actually Yad Ramah argues with that Rashi. Yad Ramah says that Yehuda means Yehuda. And it might be a machlekes rishonim whether or not l'shachno sidrusha from last week's parsha is that including only Yerushalayim, or is that halacha in all of Yehuda? Does that have that special bracha of the special shechina hashras hashechina that l'shachno sidrusha u'bas hashama has? You remember we quoted this kasha. If you look towards the end of the bottom tesis, tesis asks a bam kasha. Taisus says, last three lines of Taisus. The Koshek Tzas, Dibbe Brachos, the Gemara and Samach Alpha, and Bezin Brachos, Nafkulan Midichsiv, Kimitzian Tetzay Seir. The Gemara and Brachos tells us the reason why Ibra Hashana has to be where? Has to be in a special area, namely Yerushalayim or Yehuda, what? So the Pasuk says, what? Kimitzian Tetzay Seir. So Tosis, it's fascinating. You rarely have Tosis that he blibes for, like is a Reb Kiva Eger style Tosis. Tzarachin Gadol. Tosis just finds a steer in Gemaras. Which pasuk is right? Where is the halacha that it has to be? Ibra Hashana has to be in Yerushalayim. Is it from the pasuk of L'shachno Sidrushu Basa Shama from last week's parsha, from our Gemara? Or is it from the Gemara that's presented in the Gemara in Brachis? The pasuk that's presented in the Maran Brachis of Kimitzian Teitzei Seira. Kimitzian Teitzei Seira. So Taisus Bleibsher. Taisus doesn't give an answer. So the Tzlach that we quoted, we might have a copy here. The Tzlach said an unbelievable Yisai. And we built off this Tzlach. We thought that this is actually the source of a Machlokes Rishonim. The Tzlach said, I have an answer to Taisus Kasha. I can explain everything. There are two different psukim for two different halachas. Our Gemara over here is talking about Ibra Hashana. Ibra Hashana has to be in Yerushalayim according to Rashi and according to the Raya Ramai, all of Yehuda, from the pasuk of L'shachnu Sidrushu Vasa Shama, that there's a certain place that we're going to come and be Darish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is Hashras Hashchina is. Fine. Then there's another pasuk, Kimi Tzion Teitzei Seira. From Tzion, the Torah will exit. Ask the Tzlach. And from Fairlawn there is no Torah. And from Prague there is no Torah. From Poland there is no Torah. What about from Hebron there is no Torah? Why only in Yerushalayim is there Torah? So it says the Tzlach. No, I'm going to explain to you what the Gemara means. There's one area of Torah that we are the Bailim on the Torah. That we are considered the originators of the Torah. We are inventing the Torah. And if we want to change something, Hashem will follow our Torah. What nature of halacha is that? That's the halacha of Kiddush HaChodesh.
You decide when Rosh Chodesh is. You decide when the Moedos are based on Rosh Chodesh. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yerushalmi says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu closes his books and follows his children on what they decide. They dictate the halacha. Ki mitziyam teitzei seira. There's one area of halacha that's mitziyam, that you're creating the Torah. That's Kiddush HaKadosh. And even if you're wrong, and even if you're mistaken, atem afilu shaygin, atem afilu mezidim, even if you make a mistake, doesn't matter. Atem afilu mutim, even if you made a mistake. However, Ibra Hashana says that Tzlach doesn't have that halacha. So how do you know when it comes to Ibra Hashana, you also have what? The halacha that it has to be done in Yehuda, says the Tzlach, that's the answer to Taisis Kasha, where it's not a kimitzion teitzei seira, where there is no halacha of atem afilu shaygin, there is no halacha of atem afilu mezidim, so therefore, says the Tzlach, that's why I need the pasuk in the Gemara Sanhedrin to say l'shachno sidra, an additional pasuk, a different pasuk. So the Tzlach, in order to save his teres to Taisis Kasha, needed to hold of one chiluk, that the halacha of atem afilu shaygin, you make a mistake, does not apply to Ibra Hashanah, it only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh. And that's why Kimitziyon Teitzei Seira was lacking for Ibra Hashanah, because it's not Kimitziyon Teitzei Seira. It's not inventing the Torah. However, we pointed out that the Chidush HaAran on the last daf, when it came to the bridges, disagreed with the Tzlach. And this is already argued by the Minchas Chinuch. And they hold, both of them, that what Atam Avilu Shoykin does apply to Ibra Hashanah. And that's the reason, if a bridge collapsed, that you're allowed to be ma'abris hashanah, mebneyat tzairich. That was the rationale, the b'risa before. So if so, then we're back to square one. What's going to be with Taisis Kasha? What's going to be with this issue? So the emes is, there are a few different other options to answer this kasha. And one might be what we just said. We said that Yehuda is the area that Ibra Shana is done, right? Rashi jumped the gun, and Rashi said, Yerushalayim. Perhaps that's why you need the two psukim. If I would only have the pasuk of what? Of L'shachno Sidra Shehu Basa Shama, so maybe that, or Kimitziyon Teitzei Seira, maybe that would have been all of Yehuda. Now comes the pasuk of the Shachno Sidra Shehu Basa Shama, and now limits it within Yehuda, it has to be Yerushalayim in Yehuda. And maybe that's Gufa, how Rashi knew that there were two areas. That there was specifically not in Yehuda, but it was in Yerushalayim, because there's an additional pasuk to not limit. The only shaila is then, why do you need two psukim? Meaning, why don't you just say l'shachno sidra shehu? And it could be that hagufa, because of the two psukim, that's how I know l'shachno sidra shehu is only Yerushalayim. I don't know. It's a good question. There are other terutzim that are given. I think the Marsha gives another teretz I forget exactly what Marshan Brachos has a pshat there, how he answers, but however you're going to slice it, this machloikis, as I pointed out at the beginning, when we learned the machloikis in Minchas Chinuch on the Tzlach, this machloikis is going to be far-reaching. Everything that we learn in Ibra Hashana, we're now going to have to examine both within the eyes of the Tzlach and within the eyes of the Minchas Chinuch, and now one of these litmus tests is going to be how to answer this kasha, because according to the Tzlach's Tikkun Torah, you're very limited now in terms of Ibra Hashanah, whether or not you can make a mistake, but Baruch Hashem, he has this beautiful teretz to explain why you need two different psukim for the halachos of Ibra Hashanah and Kiddush HaChodesh. Yashar Koyach.